And if there is judgment in the attempts to heal the physical earth, then the judgment harms the metaphysical entity of your planet more than the attempts to teach the love of earth in a judgmental way could ever help. 27. How easy it is to judge, especially when we see the damage done to nature by careless or dishonest people. How easy it is to judge in general, both ourselves and others. The key to refraining from persisting to judge, when we discover we are doing it, is to remember that this is a metaphysical universe, in terms of our spiritual work, and that it is far more important to attend to the hearts remaining open than to spend time in anger. Those of you who say, you have much to learn. You will make mistakes, but they are not metaphysical mistakes. The mistakes are part of your learning, part of the illusion, part of being human. Forgive yourself, for in forgiving the self you become able to forgive all, and the redemption in the eyes of a peaceful person is a blessing indeed to those who behold it, and to the planet in general, for love lightens the planetary vibrations. This love does not come from you. We would not ask you to attempt to develop such a thing as infinite love. We ask only that you open the self. Allow pain to hollow you out and make you a beautiful and transparent instrument through which infinite love can flow. You are a vessel, a precious, precious vessel. What shall you hold? What shall you offer? ? 28. What shall we hold, indeed? And what shall we let go? As we approach a second look at personal transformation, this is a central question. The UO say, among your peoples this has been much misunderstood, for people look to see if there is some service that can be their spiritual gift to the world. They are looking for a dramatic role to play, to teach or to heal or to prophesy. And yet, these things are forever secondary to the primary mission of each of you upon this particular planet in this particular density at this time. The mission before each of you is simply to address all of that which comes to you with an open heart, just that. And yet just that is the work of lifetime upon lifetime, for how can a person in a heavy illusion such as you now enjoy be fearless? It is not. 497. Chapter 14, the main mission within the physical body to be fearless. It is not within the earthly brain, the choice maker, to be fearless. Indeed, only the foolish are fearless, and yet the teacher known to you as Jesus the Christ has said that it is only to the foolish that the wisdom comes. It is only to those who live as little children that the kingdom is inherited. 29. It is certainly easier to speak of living in a Christ-like manner than to do it. Moving into forgiveness and acceptance, refinding the joy that is our basic nature, is not a simple matter, and sometimes it is impossible for a while. When those times of distress are upon us, I would hope we would rest and heal within ourselves without trying to do planetary work or anything else except rebuild our energies. But with each time that we consciously move into the milieu of the open heart's flowing love, we increase our familiarity with, and the quality of our memory of, those golden moments. There is an ineffable fullness to the path of the open heart, and although I would not attempt to describe it, there is a resonance to such moments or times of awareness that is unmistakable. All of us have this natural and default state or setting within our hearts. We are all dwelling in intense delight, bliss and joy at a very deep level of our essential being. It is the way we all experience life before we have been hurt as children, and it is the energy we will access and use now if we remove ourselves from attachment to our achievements and our suffering, and every other detail that keeps our hearts from being fully open. Those of you who say, we see upon this planetary sphere that there is the seeding of light in many places where light has not been in predominant expression, shall we say, but has only flickered briefly, and at this time we see that there is a great deal more light beginning to shine forth from many areas, entities and groupings of entities upon your planet. However, as with all transformations within the third density, this is a process which must partake of the breaking or shedding of the older ways of perceiving, of thinking and of doing, so that there might be made a place for a new way of perceiving and of bringing forth that quality of compassion and understanding that has long been hidden within the hearts of many who have incarnated with the desire that they may show forth this energy of love that will aid not only their own evolutionary growth but will enhance the opportunity to be of service to others and will also lighten the planetary vibrations as a whole. 30. 498. Chapter 14, The Main Mission. Transforming the Self equals transforming the planet. I thought it worthwhile to revisit the sub of personal transformation in the light of the awareness that to work on the self is to work on the world. Those of you who say, the seeker is so eager to go through the process of transformation, yet it is a long, subtle process. The implications of any one decision seem, on the surface, limited, but, when one is transforming the being, the seemingly limited ripples of if give way to a much more complex field of interwoven options or varieties of tone and color in there, may we call it, sub-programs within the mind, which are in far if fed by seemingly simple changes in the way of being. To change an Orion is relatively simple in its if upon the essential core meta-program of beingness. It often does not touch any deep programming to change a behavior. But you are asking about changing a beingness, changing the way of perceiving and experiencing one's own essence, and this is endlessly subtle work. 31 Changing the way we perceive our essential being is indeed a subtle and a patchwork pro that lasts a lifetime. We find ourselves moving endlessly into the repeated themes of our incarnations, hearing iteratively the sounding of leitmotifs of personal lessons and service, recognizing and responding to them with what seem only spotty results. It may even seem at times as though we were dying in the middle of a serious transformational change. But we are only rebuilding on the same lot. We are still ourselves. But we are reorienting ourselves to the heart and home of our own truth. Call it inner feng shui. The UO say, in a metaphysically literal sense, the process of positive spiritual change may easily be seen to be the tearing down of the previous temple of truth and ethical and moral justice in order that a greater truth, a greater justice, a greater ethic, may find manifestation. Some entities have called this experience initiation. By whatever name it is called, there are certain heuristics which mark it. Firstly, there is the pain of death itself, as the entity strips away the smaller truth, and asks for all the tendrils of that truth which have moved into the many, many, opinions of the self. Then there is the greeting by those who would contest the goodness of this change, this alteration towards the positive. When one is in the process of tearing oneself down in part, one is uniquely vulnerable to voices which have power in the spiritual world, both positive and negative. The positive entities do not intrude in any. 499. Chapter 14, The Main Mission Way, which is subtly apparent to the one experiencing transformation. However, those who are powerful in the negative path find this an excellent opportunity to challenge and test the faith that is willing to undergo this pain in order to experience a larger and more spacious life, one more informed in compassion and wisdom. 32 This assistance, both positive and negative, is not precisely a personal thing. The positively oriented assistance responds to the light and the hope for the light which we are utilizing. The negatively oriented assistance wishes control over the light, or to put out the light which we are utilizing. Those of you who say, the issues involved in spiritual transformation are profoundly impersonal as well as uniquely personal to each seeker. That is, at the same time that the seeker is experiencing unique perceptions because of the unique pattern of distortions for that particular entity, that spark is also melding with and creating dynamics with a greater self. Which process is very difficult to express in language, for this self is at the same time that spark that is you and all that there is. The layers of self as one moves down the tree of mind are infinite, and as the experiencer moves through and takes part in this process of spiritual change, it may at one moment be at one level of mind, at another moment at a bewilderingly different level of mind, skimming and diving deep, coming up and leveling out. And at the same time not knowing that one is in motion. The spiritual sea is three-dimensional, and you can breathe the water. 33 Encourage, then, the energy of our hope of positive change by allowing it to move up and down in those levels of mind within, not worrying overmuch as to the appropriateness of the processes. We may feel blindsided by our own energy system as it moves into and up from deep mind, bringing up keen emotions and clusters of feeling. But allowing these to move through the system is very helpful, for we usually do not know what we are doing in times of epiphany, at least not in any logical way. It happens too surprisingly. The transformations of the third density almost always come from an oblique angle and are not possessed of those obvious hints that this instrument would call telegraphing the punch. So, the situation as regards the basic seeking is that it is excellent to seek intensely and to price a regularity of meditation, contemplation and prayer. But it is well to widen the inner definition of environment to include that spiritual environment into which each is permanently embedded, in and out of incarnation. It is from this bedrock of spiritual selfhood that, 500, chapter 14, the main mission, the moments of transformation shall rise, and the angle of perceptions of these transformations shall almost always be confusing at first but not necessarily obvious. The state of mind, then, that we can recommend is that of the utmost intensity, and at the same time, that of one who is dancing in and out of the steps of living, feeling the rhythms that murmur through the endless hallways of self. 34 It is that feeling of the deep dance I hope to create here, that state of mind within movement where it is acceptable to be off balance, akimbo and unknowing as to how and where the rhythm shall take us. Life is often a ragtime number, with kicks and whirls coming unexpectedly. As we go through these times of essential change again and again, we begin to trust the dance of living and the dancer within us, which has far cannier balance and deeper artistry than our conscious minds may claim. When an entity is repeatedly tested and has made several choices to learn more, to serve more, and to be more, in the same incarnation, there comes to the process a somewhat smoother or more speedy or more apparent alteration, change, or more clearly, transformation. It is as though, having trusted blindly, repeatedly, the next occasion which calls for the greatest trust, though it be one degree more difficult, it is also met by a more tempered incarnate entity, and therefore, if the entity consciously realizes that there is a choice to be made, a new lesson to be taken up, it can then affirm its appetite for the vital push and shove, confusion and disturbance of the lesson to come. 35 At least, we can hope that the increase of faith from going through this process before will make the experience smoother. For one thing, we learn patience. Waiting is that which needs to be respected to the utmost. It seems within the physical incarnation that the process of change from a small truth to a larger one goes on past all endurance, past all possibility of lasting throughout a transformational period. It is often likely that in the deepest part of the night watches, the self going through initiation shall be awakened and shall feel nameless and formless fear. This is the loving greeting of those upon the negative path who would, if they could, persuade the entity not to transform the self, not even to claim the smaller truth, but to become a vium of fear, hiding the soul in the self in layers and layers of armor, becoming numb, bitter, disheartened and lost. The one tool that an entity going through change has is blind faith. 36, 501, chapter 14, the main mission. We can be aided greatly by leaning into this blind faith that all is well, even as we feel the processes of transformation rumbling through us. It is a faith in ourselves as well as a faith that the outer power holds all that we need in order to work through this puzzle. There are clues and hints in plenteous supply even within your everyday reality, if you would call it that. There is enough information that lies like litter about every doorpost and the ordinary of things to create catalyst which produces the most excellent manifestation, the most complete transformation, the most satisfying epiphany. For those seekers who are called to such a ministry, the everyday and ordinary surface holds every tool and resource necessary for utter realization and clarification of being. 37 It is as though we were spiritual farmers. The earth is the deep mind, and as we are able to have access to and cultivate and aerate that deeper mind more and more, we are able to have richer soil, richer experiences of growth, and richer fruit. You must be that which your nature is. You are top to bottom and side it her side entities are 360 degrees, the full circle of personality from the lightest and brightest to the deepest and darkest. The skill lies in seeing your emotions as information-bearing energies, offering to you the fruits of your own past and the seeds of your transformation into an ever-emptier, ever-lighter, ever hollower self, the earthy part of the self, that soil in which the dark nature hides, is a heavy thing, and it is that soil, out of which truth and beauty and those mysteries which call you forward grow, out of this very soil. 38 In the midst of the confusion of inner change, we do well to call upon self-forgiveness, as we perceive feelings of being out of control. What is most uncomfortable about confusion? It is the disorder. It is the feeling that one is out of control. Those who seek tend to see this feeling, which is natural, and say, I should not be feeling off balance, I should be clear. But should is not an helpful word. The way one should be is the way one is. We do not mean to split hairs, but to take one word out of the language would be perhaps rewarding to those moving through change, and this word is should. The heart has a wisdom concerning time which the mind lacks. Thusly, it is well to let the heart choose what form of comfort it may appropriately and skillfully take to bolster the endurance while going through transformation. 39, 502, Chapter 14, The main mission during these times of emotional and spiritual discomfort. We may take our rest in the heart center. In the process of transformation there is almost always a great deal of sorrow and feelings of loss, for when change is going to occur naturally it simply takes one as destiny will, and almost never is it a completely smooth road from that one way which was to that other way which has yet to be worked out. And yet we encourage you to have the faith to praise that which is past and to open the heart to that which is, was and shall be. 40 It is not easy having faith in the midst of sorrow, loss, discomfort and often sleeplessness. However, once we can see that change is in progress, we at least know the reason for the discomfort, and can begin to form a resolve to choose to follow this pattern through with as much grace and dancing in our approach to it as possible. As the t-shirt says, it happens. Spiritual living is not about avoiding the difficulties of life or the suffering of it. It is about responding to these inevitable catalysts and emotions with as much style and thoughtfulness as we can. If we can follow the love in the moment, if we can take a higher road, if we can look steadily at the metaphysics of a situation and issues of owing in utmost love to all persons involved, we have evaluated the challenging difficulty with our best eye as to metaphysical creativity. What can we do within our hearts to maximize love? Whom can we serve? Whom can we forgive? In what circumstance can we avoid defending ourselves? What can we do to heal a situation that does not offend our ethics or honesty? All these questions help us lovingly when we are in discomfort. But naturally, when catalyst strikes, we will often become uncomfortable, and when it is a catalyst that is feeding into a transformational spiritual process, the discomfort will be more complex and many-textured. We need to give ourselves time to go through these periods of pain and these times of distress with other selves, just sitting with the feelings, the situation, the souls involved, giving the pain and a flea iron of the self our genuine hospitality, time and attention within our hearts. As you are on the journey of the mind and the spirit, you shall constantly be changing and transforming because of your experiences. These changes are uncomfortable and, therefore, there is pain. To the extent that you cooperate with these energies of transformation, then to this extent the discomfort may not breed fear. You can look at the suffering and say, I must be changing pretty well, but if you need the fear, allow it. There is nothing wrong with protecting your delicate and sensitive inner self. It is possible to allow this fear and then try just a 503, Chapter 14, The main mission, little less fear, and then a little less, and move slowly, supporting the self, not discouraging the self by railing against the lack of courage or railing against destiny for the discomfort which change brings. 41 In times of personal change and transformation, we need to be especially candid with ourselves. Look at where energy is blocked, at where anger or grief is out of control, where obsession and a desire have replaced simple preference, in short, where there is imbalance. For such cusps of change are wonderful moments for profound spiritual work in freeing blocked energy. Each of you has this sterling opportunity to break through the defenses, the shells, the masks that each has gathered about itself to defend itself from those pains which it fears. And the answer to these pains and difficulties is simply to accept them, to embrace them, to walk through them by faith, working in each case to see the love that is in the moment and to be a part of that which is good for all those whom you meet. You see, the confusions, the difficulties, the suffering are symptoms, shall we say, of the process of change or transformation when you have incomplete information. 42 Embracing our sufferings with faith and walking through them with light and happy hearts are noble ideals. I see this being accomplished again and again, personally, in others and throughout history. Metaphysically speaking, to turn or run from this suffering or to fear it is less efficient than to face it squarely, engage it straightforwardly and go through it. In transformational processes, all we see out there is a mirror for what is in our hearts, and while these mirrors can be broken, they will just be replaced. They do not go away until we do not need to see them. As those of you who say, we ask you to gaze with a cold eye upon the suffering involved in transformation, for this attitude is a balanced one, in our humble opinion. It is to the person who is able to gaze upon the dark night of the soul, which this instrument spoke of, with an indifferent eye but a full and willing heart, that this process may begin to come easier, by releasing and yielding to your suffering, by welcoming that which must be suffered as a brother and as a sister, by offering the hospitality of your life, your body, your mind, your strength and your will to this process. The heart is opened as if by magic, and you find that no matter how intensely you hurt, it does not kill but, rather, cleanses, empties, renews and readies that instrument to be an ever clearer, purer and brighter channel for the light that must come through into the world or the love that must come through into the world, not from you but through you. 43, 504, Chapter 14, The main mission. Most of us have suffered beyond all description by the time we have come far into life's teenaged years, and spiritual study only increases our rate of change, and therefore, our rate of suffering. Those of Latvia express their compassion for us in our working through this process here in the illusion. In order for any seed to be grown within your illusion, it must be put within the dark earth. There must be a time of resting there, away from light, in order that what is within the seed might burst the shell, the limitation, the confines of that experience and break forth toward the light in order that there might be a new being born from the old. The experience of transformation for any entity within your illusion, when seen from our vantage point, takes place in but the blinking of an eye, yet we know that within your illusion this same transformation seems to last far, far into the dark and lonely night, and we feel our compassion for you growing as we become one with you and experience that loneliness, the pain of separation. 44 That path of apparent separation can seem to be endlessly prolonged when we are going through these cycles of transformation. Hopefully, we may realize at such cruxes that we are at the limit of what we as conscious entities can do, and so we begin to turn in surrender to faith in the rightness of the overall plan being carried out in our experience, and faith in our surrender to higher guidance. As the entity is looking upon its own experience and is in the middle of things, it will find, if the test be true and intensely enough experienced, that there is a point beyond which the entity has little if upon the movement of experience and the outcome of events. At this point the entity, perhaps in meditation, contemplation or prayer, will find it most helpful to surrender the smaller view of the conscious mind and its analysis of what to do and not to do to the greater self, which some call the higher self, and to those forces of light which guide and protege entity within the third density illusion. In this way the entity is brought face to face with its own limitations and its need for inspiration and transformation of its point of view by surrendering the smaller point of view and belief system. 45 Surrendering the smaller point of view is a sublime moment in this process of working with the transformations of the self and of the planet. We can hardly ever see good human solutions to serious human problems. We often must, in the darkness of our own unknowing, take it to a higher level by faith alone. We often need to allow our wills to bow before destiny and deity, and blindly trust in the plan being outshone only by hindsight as we, 505, Chapter 14, The Main Mission Go. That instant where we do let go and lean into guidance and faith is like a beacon of light in the metaphysical world. Those moments change and lighten us, and they change and lighten the world. In these times of change, we set the stage for future exhilaration by present pain. That is what the process of evolutionary change is doing. It can be excruciating, but it can also be at odd moments a time of rejoicing, if we are able to spot what is happening, and lighten our attitude enough to see the larger view and have faith of this process. Times of pain and limitation are those times to find rejoicing and praise and thanksgiving, for these are the signals that the Creator is especially near, and transformation of the life, new lessons, are about to appear, to one who truly forgives, who truly accepts, and may sit in peace, glorying in the light of the infinite Creator, and resting in the embrace of the universe with no thought except to wait upon that transformation to declare itself within one's heart. 46 I love that image of waiting upon transformation, of releasing, of surrendering to the loving forces of spirit and guidance. When we know that all is well, we can begin to have the courage to surrender, to accept, to forgive. It is a gift of faith, that surrender. May we come to that moment, in the difficulty of catalyst or the dark night of the soul, ready to move into the light. You are, as a spiritual seeker, in a universe of thought, of being, of essence. It will always be frustrating to live in two worlds, but it is just that dynamic that creates the fertile field for your acceleration of spiritual evolution. Know yourself to be ever on the path and yet ever at rest. Know yourself to be ever learning, yet always knowing. Know yourself to be ever striving, yet always having arrived at precisely the place for which the strife exists. Knowing the self, allow the self to be the self. Release and release and again release the self from the sphere of making sense, of coming up to snuff, of passing the grade. Each release, each forgiveness, each new level of acceptance will bring its own inspiration and offer its own opportunities for transformation. 47 As we find peace in our own hearts, we will become able to be peaceful towards other people, and only at that point will global peace be possible in any way in our little universe except in terms of the stoppage of formal warlike campaigns. Peace is not precisely that point at which entities are no longer engaged evilly in shooting at each other in designated geographical zones. It is not even, quite, when we stop shooting our words, our thoughts and our attitudes and belief systems at each other and at ourselves with, 506, chapter 14, the main mission intent to tear down, separate, exclude and wound. Peace, I think, will descend on earth as a clearer majority of us begin evilly loving each other. Nothing less will do. That is my opinion, and I hope I am wrong, for arriving there is the end of a long road. Maybe it will never happen here in third density. Perhaps we will be only trying for peace within our hearts or within the world within this density. But it does not change the worth of this process of transformation, this process that sharpens our deeper being's presence in our conscious minds and our awareness of the nature of that beingness. Our opportunity in this incarnation is so to live that we maximize our experience, service and learning, surrendering to faith and guidance, especially as we experience change and difficulty, optimizes our chances of dealing with these challenges from a sound metaphysical point of view. It lightens and sometimes enlightens ourselves and our conscious minds, especially as we repeat this sort of choice in times of trouble. It gives us the best chance at healing situations and relationships that feed into our incarnational lessons. And as we do this within our own hearts, the planetary consciousness lightens a bit more. It is a good plan. It is our part to carry its banner of essence and being out onto the jousting field at this time, for the duration of our life here on planet Earth. It is a quixotic ministry, to serve by being. May we do it loving justice. May we who have come to this planet as brothers and sisters of sorrow do all we can to offer our deepest selves to this process and this service of being. And may all Earth natives who have awakened and are now ready to graduate and move into the metaphysical densities likewise offer themselves with a full and flowing heart to this G. The world will often laugh at the ministry of being, Do not doubt it in yourselves, or in any you meet. This plan is working, and we cannot help but help it to work, as we become aware of the nature of metaphysical reality. Anybody can do this ministry. A laborer working overtime can do his work with love. An atom mother can change the diapers with love. I can wash the food I am preparing with love.